Good evening, everyone. Magandang gabi po. Pastor, magandang gabi naman po. All right, I'm so glad to be here. Can you just stop the person seated right next to you? How many of you are seated with a person who looks handsome? Sobrang guwapo. All right, great. Sino yung katabi mo? Sobrang ganda. Okay? Sino? Ikaw yun. Ako yun. Guwapo. Ikaw yung maganda. All right. Great. Third week of our series, Walk the Talk. And can I tell a story, a confession to everyone here? Okay lang ba? Pero promise, don't post it in Facebook. Also, disclaimer, this is before I fully surrendered my life to Christ. Okay? So yung mga ginagawa ko noon, parang talagang wag yung gayahin. Sure, I'm not proud, but I'm driving a point. I'll be giving a point. Also, don't try this at home. Alright? Lalo na ngayon, basta hindi na safe, I'll explain later. Alright? Sino rito, naabutan mo yung dial-up internet? Meron ba rito? Alright. Oh, mas madami dito ah. Okay? Ngayon kasi, DSL na, digital na, broadband. So ngayon, pag-click mo, may internet. Before, panahon namin ni Pastor Jeff, wala pang cellphone nun. Binabackpack pa yung cellphone. Pag kukonek ka sa internet, kailangan mo mag-connect sa landline. So tatawag ka, may number, iradahil mo yun, tapos makikinig ka, pag tumigil na yun, sabihin, connected ka na, or pag busy, sabihin, hindi ka connected. So ganun kahirap yung internet nun, tapos sobrang bagal. Maka-download ka ng isang movie, abutin ka mga isang buwan. Alright? So ganun katindi yun. No kidding. Wala pang Facebook, wala pang Messenger, wala pang Yahoo Messenger, meron kami dati, MIRC. So naabutan mo yung MIRC. Okay, yung mga ilan-ngilan. And gagawa ka ng nickname, parang codename, alias mo. And ngayon, you can make all the characters dati. Pag maggagawa ka ng characters, kailangan may code-code pa para magkakulay, magkaroon ng konting design. Of course, my nickname would be like Ian, Fabulous, 23, ganyan. So mga ganun, yung mga imbe-imbento ko. So mapasok sa chat room and you will say, CTC, care to chat, ha? ASL, age, sex, location, hobbies, mga ganon. Siyempre, as you chat with a stranger, again, don't do this at home, alright? You don't talk to strangers now. Don't exchange SMS to strangers. Hindi na safe. Ang dami na pong mga criminal at mga manloloko. But before, wala masyado. So we do that. Totally different now. So, nangyayari nun, magka-chat, tapos you'll get to introduce yourself. So, sabihin nung ka-chat mo, anong itsura mo? Kasi wala pa namang webcam eh. Ako, pag tinanong ako ano itsura ko, lahat ng kasinungalingan gagawin ko. Sabihin ko, ito, ang height ko, 5'8". Yeah. Sobrang puti ko. Tapos, you know, mga ganun-ganun pa, mga lahat ng invento. Pero, pag may pag-meet na ako, kasi kailangan mag-meet kayo para makita ko totoo talaga mga pinagsasabi mo. Hindi ako mo maipag-meet kasi puro kasi nangalingan nga eh. Falsely advertise myself dun sa chat room. But there's this one time I decided to meet someone. And then, dito pa nga kami nag-meet nung banda rito, yung katabing mall na to. Diyan, sa kabila. I grew up in Rizal, taga-taytay talaga ako. So, diyan kami nag-meet. Wala pang annex noon. Dalawang floor pa lang, masaya na kami noon. Sabi ko, 5'8 ako. Tinitigan niya ako, 5'8 saan banda? 4 plus lang ako noon. And sabi niya, after mag-CR lang ako ha. Tapos, okay. Tapos yun, hindi siya lumabas ng CR. I knew exactly what happened during that time. Again, I falsely advertised myself. In short, parang nabiktima siya dahil sa kasaningalingan ko. Don't try that at home, alright? It's not safe. But sino rito, nabiktima ka na ng false advertisement? Yung tipong gutom na gutom ka at gusto mo kumain ng burger, pagkita mo sa picture, sobrang laki ng burger, may dalawang patty, kompleto and all, comfort food mo yung hamburger, pagod ka sa exams, and talagang inaantay mo yung moment na yun, hindi ka kumain ng mga 3 linggo just to prepare for that hamburger na gusto mong kainin. Tapos pagbigay sa'yo, unang kagat, tinapay na. Parang pangalawang kagat, tinapay pa rin. Pangatlong kagat, tinapay pa rin. Asa na yung patty? Again, false advertisement. Alright? Sino rito, gusto mo ng cellphone, tapos isang beses umorder ka online, nakala 90% sale. So iPhone 6, di ba? 1,000 pesos. Tapos ang dami mga explanation, bakit original to, galing factory and all, kaya mura. Tapos kala mo, naka-jackpot ka na sa 1,000 na cellphone, pagdating sa'yo, dineliver ganyan. False advertisement. And some of you here, you're into sports, umorder ka ng jacket, gusto mo ng 3 stripes, gusto mo ng Adidas, sale din, limited edition, pagkabigay sa'yo, Adidas. So, saan yung pera ko? Or, you want a brand new car, graduate ka, antay mong pera, gusto mo isang horse, di ba? One horse. You want a Ferrari, brand new, red Ferrari. Pagkabili mo, hindi lang isang horse ang binigay sa'yo, 3 kabayo ang binigay sa'yo. And, sayang mo, saan yung pera ko? Parang mali na advertise nyo. Or, pag February, sino rito, lagi kang nabibigyan ng flowers. Meron ba rito? Pag Valentine. Simula rin, grabe, no? Ang babait nyo rito, ha? Sabi niya, tama yung balita, eh. Sabi talaga ni Pastor Dean na yung mga taga Victory Metro East, walang iniisip yan. Dalawang bagay lang. Si Lord study, saka family. Tatlo pala. Talagang mag-aaral, mag-worship kay Lord, marutulog, papasok, mag-aaral, worship the Lord, sa uuwi. Tinan mo yung katabi mo siya ba yun? Ganun na ganun yung buhay niya? But anyways, for some of us here, bumili ka ng flowers, akala mo sobrang fresh, pagkakita mo yung nakadisplay, ang bango, parang buhay na buhay yung flowers, pero yung binigay na sa'yo, plastic pala. Again, false advertisement. Alright? And as we talk about walk the talk, we're talking about authentic Christianity. And pag pinag-usapan natin yung Christianity, how do we advertise Christianity? Paano ba mo nasabi yung isang tao ay Kristiyano? May kilala ka ba dito? Pagpasok pa lang dito, alam mo, Christian na kasi sobrang holy niya. Yung itsura niya, sobrang holy. Paano siya maglakad? Parang napaka-holy niya. Lumulutang. Paano siya mag... Yung amoy niya. Amoy mo yung katabi mo. Amoy holy ba? Parang, there's something in your smell. Parang napaka-holy mo. Or, panagsalita, yung ramdam mo yung holiness niya, panagsalita siya, oh, kamusta ka na? Eto, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise God. Kumusta yung exams? Anointed. Kumain ka na ba? Eto, praise the Lord, ang sarap ng burger. Yung ganon, Christianese. And somehow, that's how we advertise Christianity. But sadly, as we all know right now, that people have negative connotations about Christianity. Because one way or another, could it be you and me or all of us here, somehow, one way or another, we have falsely advertised what Christianity is all about. The outcome of our lives falsely advertised Christianity. In short, we have failed to walk the talk. And that's what the series is all about. Because at the end of the day, at the end of this series, that we will understand, we will embrace, and we will believe God that we will be able to walk the talk, to live out what authentic Christian is all about. All right? So, nasa third week na po tayo. Last 2 weeks, joy in trials, faith that works. Ngayon po, uncontrolled tongue. And let me invite everyone to please stand up. We'll be reading the third chapter of the book of James. And just to give you a background, James was written by James. And James is the half-brother of Jesus. So, as we all know, Jesus was born through virgin birth, through Mary. Tapos may asawa siya sa Joseph. Nagkaanak naman sila, si Joseph saka si Mary. Tapos yung kapatid niya, isa ron, si James. That's why James, the writer of this book, is Jesus' half-brother. What's interesting, si James, hindi siya naniniwala kay Jesus. Imagine, may kapatid ka, alright? And that brother of yours, sasabihin niya, alam mo ba, may secret ako. At sabi mo, ano yun? God ako. Ano sagot mo? Kamaingay, ako din. And literally, James was not believing Jesus, but until Jesus resurrected on the third day, after he was crucified on the cross, he resurrected on the third day. When James witnessed that, he put his faith upon Jesus Christ. And a few years after, he wrote this book, he wrote this letter to all the Christians scattered outside Jerusalem. Because during that time, after Jesus' resurrection, pinapersecute yung mga Kristiyano, pinapahirapan, that's why they scattered outside Jerusalem. And here, James wrote a letter during that time, and then it's a letter about what authentic Christianity is all about. Alright? So, third chapter, verse 2 to 12. If you have your Bibles, you can turn it now with me. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. Say, perfect man. Able to also bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. They are so large and are driven by strong winds. They are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither a salt pond yield fresh water. Let's all pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be preaching your word. Holy Spirit, have your way. Father, I pray that it will be your words, not mine. Again, God, it is you that will speak to every individual represented here. I pray, Lord, that it is you that will penetrate every heart that is in here. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen and amen. You can all be seated. Thank you so much. As we talk about a tongue, there are many ways that we actually misuse our tongue. Number one, very common, boasting. Psalm 12, verse 33, may the Lord cut off all the flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. May kilala bang taong mayabang? Okay, sarabi naman pagka meron. Talagang meron. Diba? Yung mayabang, paano mo malalaman kung mayabang yung tao? Diba? Merong iba, mukhang mayabang. Pero yung iba, hindi lang mukhang mayabang. Pa nagsalita, confirm, ang yabang nga. Diba? Ang one indication ng taong mayabang, pag ang lahat ng conversation, laging papunta sa kanya. Parang ang subject, math, pero lagi siyang ending. Para example, nagkukwentuhan, ang hirap ng exam sa physics, no? Meron siya sasagot, oh, ang hirap ng exam sa physics, pero alam mo ba yung grades ko sa math ang taas? Something like that. Alright? That's me exaggerating, but you know, a person who's boastful, the subject is always that person. Saan ang gagaling yun? Sa words, sa salita. Hindi lang boasting, reckless words. Proverbs 12:18. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Yung isang wise daw na tao, yung salita niya, it brings healing, but those people who use reckless words, yung words sila, nakakapanakit ng tao. Yung mga masakit magsalita, may kilala pa yung ganun. Yung pagkanya sinabihan ka, ang liit-liit mo. Sabi ka naman. Pag sobrang ine-exage, dinodoble, di ba? Reckless words. Parang kung reckless, kung mapagsalita, ganun-ganun na lang, tapos nakakapanakit, nakakasira ng dignidad. Ano ba? One way we misuse our words, gossip. Proverbs 20:19. Sabi ro, wherever goes out slandering, reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. Some things are meant to be kept secret. Are we here? Especially if that topic is not your own personal life. And minsan, pag-gossiping, meron tayong sanctified version eh, yung improved version. Uy, we need to talk, I'm disturbed. Minsan may mga ganon, di ba? Alam ko, hindi dito yun eh. Hindi dito yun, alam ko lang, hindi dito yun. Yung panag-usap, alam mo, concerned lang talaga ako. He needs prayer. Hacks. Bakit? May concern ako eh. Ano ba yung concern mo? Kasi gato yung ginawa niya. Alam mo ba? Pag gano'n na salita, alam mo ba? Ay, naku, huwag ka na makinig. Hindi ko alam at ayoko malaman. Lalo na kung di tungkol sa yan, lalo na kung sa ibang tao yan. That's gossiping. If the person is not there, and that person is the subject of that conversation, no matter how sincerely concerned you are, alright, to be safe, that is considered gossiping. Even though pag-pray niya yan pagkatapos and all, if you have a problem with someone, confront that person in love with love, alright? Hindi yung concerned talaga ako eh. Alam mo ba yan? Mahilig siya manghiram ng pera, hindi nagbabaya. Hindi ko alam kung magkano eh. Ayun, hindi mo nga alam eh. Gossiping. What else? One way we misuse our tongue, obscenity. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. Ano to? Ito yung mga kabastusan. Green jokes. Yung managkwentuhan tayo minsan mga men, di ba? Alam mo ba, ganyan? Ah! Tapos talagang yun, talaga, oh, talaga, nagets mo, wow! Hindi lang ito sa salita, but even in our Facebook posts, mga pinapost nating clips, mga pinapost nating videos, statements and all, if that's unwholesome, if you think you can say that in front of your mom, di ba? Kung di mo kayang sabihin niya sa harap ng nanay mo, ibig sabihin, there's something wrong with that statement. Are we here? Tama, di ba? Ano ba? Slander. Ano to? Slander, ibig sabihin, sinisiraan mo yung kapwa mo. You're saying things that are not true against that person na sinisira mo yung reputation ng taong yun. Medyo magkapinsan sila ng gossiping. Para sasabi mo, alam mo ba yan? Ganyan lang yan. Mukha lang yung mabait dito sa church. Pero pag nasa labas yun, nakita ko yan. Ganyan yan eh. Mga ganon. Yung alam mong makakasira ng reputasyon or dignidad ng isang tao, that's slander. That's one of the ways we misuse our tongue. Exactly how Isaiah concluded the way he described how filthy, how sinful our tongue is. Ang sabi niya, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5, then I said, "It's all over, I am doomed, for I am a sinful man, I have filthy lips." When you say filthy, it's something dirty. Filthy na parang sobrang dumi niya na ayaw mo na siyang hawakan. That was the original language for that. So filthy, that is so awful. And that's exactly what happened when Isaiah encountered. Isaiah is an Old Testament prophet. He encountered the holiness of God. His conclusion was, "I have filthy lips." Isaiah put it right on the spot. When we talk about our mouth, our lips, our words, we're all sinful. "I have filthy lips." We all have filthy lips because of our sinful nature. In fact, science will prove that as well. Sabi ng science, Harvard University made their research, ang pinakamaduming parte ng katawan ng isang tao ay actually yung bunganga. It's the mouth. It contains 600 bacteria. Imagine, that's 600 different types of bacteria. Sobrang dami nun. We are all guilty of these. One way or another, di ba? We gossiped, we slandered someone, we said a negative connotation about someone or even this country or even about a presidential bull. So recent, we're all guilty. But here, we can learn, if we're saying that we are walking the talk, then we should guard our talk. Before we walk the talk, then we should guard our talk. Because one way that you can distinguish someone who has a genuine faith in Christ is how that person talks. Ano yung lumalabas sa bibig niya? James chapter 3 verse 2. "For we all stumble in what? In many ways." We all stumble. Ibig sabihin, lahat tayo nagkakamali. We all make mistakes. Sino rito nagkamali ka na miski isang beses lang sa buhay mo? Sino rito lagi ka nagkakamali? Sino rito nagkamali ka na isang beses sa pag-ibig? Nagkamali ka. One truth that we need to understand, that all of us, we all make mistakes. Pastor Dean, Pastor Jeff, that includes me, that includes all the campus missionaries. We all make mistakes. Meaning, we have sinned. All of us have sinned and fallen short upon the glory of God. But when we talk about authentic Christianity is not about perfection. May katabiga ba rito mukhang perfect? Alright? May katabiga ba rito amoy perfect? Si Pastor Jeff, mukha lang perfect, pero alam ko hindi siya perfect. Pero every time I see him, parang mukhang perfect, Max. But kung tatanungin mo siya, he's not perfect. I am not perfect. Pastor Dean is not perfect. We all make mistakes. When we talk about authentic Christianity, it's not about perfection, but authentic Christianity is about progression. Ibig sabihin, if you are in Christ, if you have faith in Christ, you have put your trust and faith in Christ, it's not about you will be perfect right there and then, but when we say we have faith in Christ, it's not about perfection. Don't get me wrong, when Christ returns, we'll all be perfected. But right now, abang naanday pa natin si Jesus, it's not about perfection, but it's about progression. In fact, before we all stumble in many ways, ibig sabihin, we all make mistakes. When we say we are in Christ, we are in Christ Jesus, it means that it will be less mistakes. I'm not gonna give you like Sean, justification, sanctification, and all. Let me just boil it down to the simple two words. In Christ, it means less mistakes. Less sins. Sino rito, ngayon, alam mo na kay Jesus ka na, may nagbabago sa buhay mo. May progress. Medyo nababawasan yung mga mistakes mo, nababawasan yung sins mo. Come on. Di ba? It's rare or even none of us, di ba, will experience something that you started to surrender your life in Christ. And then, all of a sudden, parang lalo nagka-problema yung buhay mo. Not physical problem, but you fall into sin and different sins. Parang lumala pa yung mga kasalanan. No. When we have genuine relationship in Christ, it means many ways, we stumble in many ways, but now, it will be less mistakes. I don't want us getting out of this place that you will have a false burden na, ito eh, nasa ano kami series, walk the talk, kailangan pala perfect ako. I'm not giving you an excuse to use right now, but what I'm giving you is a hope that in Christ, I know that Christ's work is in progress in my life. But it doesn't mean, di ba, yung lagi, ito, work in progress. Ito, work in progress. No. If you are work in progress, it means every single day there is happening in your life. Encourage mo yung katabi mo, may ginagawa sa iyo sa Lord araw-araw. James 3, verse 2, same verse. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. Here, James gave us a big picture. Sabi niya, lahat tayo nagkakamali sa maraming bagay. After that statement, it's a big picture. All of a sudden, he shifted, he zoomed into what? And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. See the contradiction? See the comparison? Sabi niya, lahat tayo nagkakamali, pero kung merong isang tao, sa dami ng qualification, sa dami ng gauge, sa dami ng measurement, pero isang tao lang na hindi magkamali sa pananalataan niya, makukonsider na natin siyang perfect na tao. James is trying to make a strong point here that if you will be like super perfect with every word that you will be saying, no mistakes, no sin, talagang lahat ng sinasabi mo, lahat honoring, glorifying kay Lord, you're like a walking encouragement and there's no hint of sin when it comes to your words, sabi ni James, now you're a perfect man. But we all know it will not be possible, right? Because James is not trying to discourage us, but James is trying to give us a truth that the tongue is small, yet very powerful. Yung tongue, sobrang liit, pero sobrang powerful niyan. Proverbs 18:21, sabi ron, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Yung words natin, sobrang powerful. It can bring life or it can bring death. Death, it means, pag sabi ka, ang bobo-bobo mo. Wala ka ng future. Either you say that to yourself or you receive that, that's powerful. I'll explain that later, alright? But that truth that we need to understand right now, the tongue, so small, yet very powerful. Why? Because the tongue is so powerful, it has the power to direct. In verse 3, if we put bits into mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Sino rito nakasakay ka na ng kabayo? Sino rito nakakain ka na ng kabayo? Tapa. Yung bits, yung nilalagay sa mouth ng kabayo para ma-control mo yung direction. Either going to the left, going to the right, direction niya when it comes to the speed as well, papunta sa isang direction, fast, low, moderate. Yung horse is being controlled by that small bits in his mouth. See the picture? So small compared to the horse, pero yung maliit na bagay na yun can control the direction of that horse. Hindi lang yun. Sino rito, marine engineering yung horse mo? Alright? There's someone there. That's the rudder. Malaking barko. Like, imagine Titanic. Ang nagko-control ng direction yan is that small rudder, usually at the bottom. And kaya nakokontrol yan kasi pag ginanon mo, kung saan yung mahina yung pressure, dun niya magte-turn. So small, but yet can control a direction of a huge ship. Same is true with our tongue. So small, but it will set the direction of our lives. In fact, your confession sets your direction. What you confess, all right, that would be your destination. Pag sinabi mo, ay, wala na akong future, then guess what? That will be your destination. But if you confess every single day, not just an empty confession, but a confession that is based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ, that He died and He resurrected, that, Lord, I'm going to confess that I'm going to have a blessed, prosperous life, not for my own gain, so I can be a blessing to others and I can bring glory to your name. Imagine that destination. Kung saan ka pupunta? But if you're saying, if you're confessing na ito talaga eh, wala na talaga yung buhay ko, wala na eh. Ito na, wala na talaga. Paganong ko lang sa kaya, wala na. Imagine that destination. Don't talk negatively about that someone. Alright? Pag nakita mo siya, yeah, baksak ka na naman. Tignan mo, next time, pag di mo ginalingan, baksak ka na naman. Are we here? Ba't natin balik na rin? Baksak ka ngayon, next SEMS. Okay? Next SEMS talaga, bro. Kaya mo yan. Mataas ka na. Your confession sets your direction. Kung sinasabi mo na, eto eh, hindi ako katulad ng ate ko eh, hindi ako katulad ng kuya ko eh. Totoo naman, hindi ka naman nagkakatulad niya. Because God has placed a unique talent, a unique gifting in your life. Ibig sabihin, if you confess that, Lord, I am unique, wala akong katulad, buti na lang, iba natuwa yung katabi ko, buti na walang katulad to Lord. So unique, alright, so gifted, you confess that every single day, Lord, this unique gift, this unique talent that you gave me, there's something in me that I can do, that I can use for your glory, and also that I can be a blessing to other people as well.
It's not about how you live, it's about how you live the purpose of God in your life. Your confession sets your direction. Don't talk negatively about yourself. Ito yung nabuhay kami mahirap, mamatay na rin kami mahirap. If you confess it, that would be your direction. But what if, Lord, in my generation, right now, the curse of poverty will be broken. And I'm going to confess that, not an empty confession, but based on the word of God that never be shaken, that will stand forever. That's my confession every day. Lord, nakita ko yung mga kapatid ko hindi graduate. Lord, ngayon, I'm confessing that, Lord, I'll be the first one to graduate from my family. Na hindi ko ipagmamayabag na ako yung unang graduate, but it will serve as a testimony of how powerful, how good you are in our lives. Your confession sets your direction. Not just power to direct, but also, sadly, power to destroy. James chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. So also the tongue is small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body. Sabihin, sobrang liit, but has the power to destroy. Sabi nga nila, di ba? Just one spark, and it could start a fire. Our words, our tongue, the words that comes out from our mouth, the word that comes out from our mouth, the power of the tongue, di ba? It was like compared into a fire. Why? Because fire, just one spark, it will set the whole forest on fire. But hindi tubig. Imagine this, may isa kang basong tubig. Di ba pag tinapon mo isang basong tubig, nagbabahaba ka agad. Para may isang basong tubig, kaya tapon mo, ay bahana. It won't happen. Pero yung fire, sige, try mo. Sindihan mo yung isang part ng bahay nyo. Don't do that. Don't tell me that the pastor asked you to do that. Pero imagine mo lang, diba, isang part, sindihan mo, uleng or anything, and it will start the whole place to be on fire. That's how powerful our tongue is. It's so small, but it could start a fire. Same is true with the words that we utter every single day. Tanungin natin sarili natin, yung mga words lumalabas sa bibig natin, is it meant to build or is it meant to destroy? Pagkausap mo yung kaibigan mo na lagi na lang nasasawi, ayan, ikaw eh, ang tigas ng puso mo eh. Ganyan ka na. Wala na, wala ka talagang pag-aaral. Kaya nakarinig sa'yo eh. Oo nga, ako nga yun. And we talk about our parents. What do we say? In the Philippines, meron tatlong sunog na naganap. Diba? Isa sa Valenzuela, killed 76 people. That's the Kentex factory. Then sa Quezon City, sa Manor Hotel, killed. The other one was 60 plus. This one is 70 plus. People died. The most tragic was the one in Ozone Disco, like early 90s, where 100 plus died. That's how powerful the picture of what fire can do. Same is true with our words. It will destroy your life. It will destroy the lives of people around you if you will not guard it, if you will not be careful with what words that are coming out from our mouth. But if tongue has the power to destroy, good news, the tongue has the power to build as well. Proverbs 18 verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Pag pinag-usapan natin yung power ng tongue to build, all right? Ano ba yung lumalabas sa bibig natin? For the men here, alam mo, you don't have to be poetic and all to encourage someone. May kilala ba kayong tao na pagkausap mo, na-encourage ka? Yung parang tuming kausap mo siya pagkatapos ng conversation, parang na-refresh ako, na-encourage ako. Alam mo, ganun na ganun yung picture sa akin ni Pastor Dean, sa akin ni Pastor Jeff. Eh. Tuming kausap ko sa meeting namin, na-encourage talaga ako. May mga kaibigan ba kayong ganun? Yung pag nakausap mo, parang, grabe, parang nag-speak say sa Lord. Parang, lagi akong na-encourage. And you don't have to be like them. You don't have to be poetic. For the men here, just one word, it will make an impact. Say mo lang, come on, bro! Di ba? Kaya rin, may gagawin yung isa, may exam. Tapos, kailangan nyo mapasa yung exam na yun. Huwag mong takutin. Alaka, pag di mo napasa yan, tapos ka na. Hindi! What you can do, alright, because your words has a power to build, simple lang, come on, bro! But with faith that God will do something over that person's life. Come on, bro, you can do it. Pag babae ka naman, huwag ka magkakamon, come on, bro. Parang, come on, bro, te, come on, bro. Sabi mo lang, go, girl. Go, girl. Pag lalaki ka, huwag mo sabihin, go, girl. Parang, come on tayo. Come on, bro. Pag ganyan, go, girl. Diba? Go, girl, hindi ka na mabafall. Last na yan. Go, girl. Oh. Go, girl, last na yan. You can overcome. Jesus overcame. Come on. Encourage that person. Instead of us putting the other person down, let's lift that person up. How? Through our words. Say mo, I believe in you. You are destined for greatness. You are meant for something good. God has a good plan, purpose in your life. Those words can change a person's life. Lalo na kung salata ni Lord yung binabanggit natin over that person's life. Hindi lang sa iba, sa'yo mismo pagising mo. You declare that privately. I am blessed. Come on. I am anointed. I am here to bring the good news to my campus. I am here to bring life to my campus by the words I will be saying. I will not put curse. I will not speak curse. I will not speak negatively about the people around me. But I will see what's good and great about those people. Same din na. Ngayon, napasin ko, wala na, minsan na yung mag-please, mag-thank you. Try natin minsan din yun. Nakaka-encourage yun, nakaka-build din yun. Thank you for investing your life in me. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your correction. Thank you for your listening. Say please. 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 Yeah, minsan, pakuha nga ng ganyan. Ibahin natin, please. Can you please do that? Or say this, let me pray for you. I'm standing with you. I'm believing with you. I'm here for you. We're here for you. Imagine those words. Imagine, kung lahat tayo dito, that will be the words that will be coming out from our mouth. People will see, people will hear, people will feel that we're living the life on how God wants us to live by bringing life and bringing encouragement to the world right now that are somehow being pulled down by all the negative things that's happening around us. But you can change it right now. By how? By simply stating the word of God and the truth with it that will bring life to the people around you. Tongue problem is a heart problem. What comes out of your mouth comes not from your tongue, but actually comes from your heart. But the question is, what's in your heart right now? Ano ba nasa puso natin ngayon? James chapter 3, verse 11 to 12, we're about to end. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grape vine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Kung anong puno, siyang bunga. Kung ang puno ay mangga, anong bunga? Mangga. Kung ang puno ay apple, anong bunga? Apple. Simple. Same as with our words. What's in our heart, that will come out. Yung puno na mangga, okay, pinturahan mo yan, kulayan mo yan, putulan mo ng mga dahon yan, gawin nating mukhang apple tree, pero pag namunga yan, mangga pa din yan. Hindi yan mamabago. Yung mango tree, alright, palibutan mo ng puro apple tree, maski ilang apple tree nakapalibot dyan, pag bunga niyan, mangga pa rin. Yung mangga, uproot mo, dali mo sa US, buhati mo, dali mo sa US, magukay ka, ilagay mo sa US, sa farm, puro apple, sa Washington, lagay mo dun. Wait for a while. Pag namunga yan, hindi pa rin apple yan. Mangga pa rin yan. Same is true with our words. What's in your hearts will manifest through your words and then into your action. A person with a harsh tongue has an angry heart. A person with a negative tongue has a fearful heart. A person with an overactive tongue has an unsettled heart. Hindi mapakali. Jumping from one place or one relationship to another, there's unsettled issues in that person's heart. A person with a boasting tongue has an insecure heart. A person with a filthy tongue has an impure heart. A person with a critical tongue has a bitter heart. Sabi ni Jesus, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. My question for us tonight, look up here, what's in your heart? If your heart contains the love of God that we don't deserve, that's why it's called grace, then that would overflow in our lives. It means if our heart contains the love of God that is unconditional, then that would overflow in our words. If our hearts contain forgiveness, then we can utter and we can release person by forgiving that person. Why? Because in our hearts contains the heart of God that contains forgiveness as well. If we know that we have received so much from God, if we know that we have been accepted by God, that there's no room for rejection because Christ accepted you before you even doing anything at all, then at the same time, when you speak to someone, they will be full of acceptance and there's no room for rejection. Hard question, simple answer. What's in our heart? Let's all pray that it will be Jesus Christ that would be in our hearts. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. All stand up. I'll be praying. Lord, thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the chance and privilege to be preaching your word. It's like what Jesus said from the last verse that we just read a while ago, Lord, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Thank you, Lord, because you are here and, Lord, you're stretching our hearts. You're stretching every heart represented here. Thank you, Lord, for the powerful truth, God, that, Lord, out from our mouths, our words will bring life or destruction. Can you just look up here for a while? I'll be praying after this. When the power of words, I just remember Genesis. When God created heavens and the earth, it was through the very word of God, that there be light, that there be stars, that there be moon. God's word. The enemy, the devil, tempted Adam and Eve through lying words. It's yung enemy. And that brought destruction. The word of God brings life. The word of the enemy brings destruction. That's why we all have sinful nature. The good news is that word became flesh and he dwelt among us. Who's that? That's Jesus Christ. The word came, was here with us, so he can bring life and not destruction. And that's the power of what Jesus can do in your life as you allow him to enter in your heart. Eyes closed. Let's all lift our hands. I think we all need to lift our hands. Lord Jesus, search our hearts right now. If there's any impurity, Lord, remove that in Jesus' name. If you don't mind and if you're not comfortable, it's okay, but just a gesture of faith. Can you just raise your left hand and your right hand, just, you know, just touching your heart. Just a gesture of faith. If you're not comfortable, it's okay. But if you are and you want to do this, just pray this with me. Lord, search my heart, heal my heart, Lord, for any impurity, any bitterness, anger, Lord, unforgiveness, even filthiness, Lord, na in-entertain ko, na ngayon, hindi ko napapasin, lumalabas sa words ko yung mga bagay na yun. Jesus, have your way. Cleanse my heart. Have your purifying work in my life right now, Jesus. Holy Spirit, just cleanse, Lord. Just seek every corner, God, of my heart right now. In Jesus' name, for anything, Lord, that or nagdumi, nagdefy, Lord, sa puso ko. Father, thank you because your hand is upon our lives. Lord, bless your people. Bless the young people here. Whatever the enemy has stolen, Lord, from them, you will return it hundredfold. Lord, thank you for the new, Lord, purpose and even new vision that they're receiving right now that comes from you. Lord, that their lives is designed for a greater purpose, greater passion, greater vision that you have for them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.